News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Bill is hitting the doll today, aiming to significantly expand and streamline the use of closed-circuit TV cameras across Dublin. The man behind the bill is James Gagan, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South. James, obviously this puts us right back into the classical argument, which is, while it is nice to be able to monitor what's going on in the city, what about the infringement into people's civil liberties? Do people actually want to be watched by cameras all the time?
Good morning, Anton, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, I mean, I suppose to answer your second question first, there is a great demand locally in our communities. And maybe just to give the background to this bill, me and my colleagues within Fine Gael, Dublin TDs and senators, we've done a campaign, really. We've engaged in the constituencies, and every constituency where we have representatives, it's all come back to us that they do want more CCTV, in particular in areas where there is a high prevalence of crime, or perhaps areas where there's been a repeat incidence of the same crime. In my own constituency, Seanmore Park playground has been set on fire 6 times in the last 3 years. That community is still awaiting a new element to the playground. And when you talk to the local Gardaí there, they want CCTV in that area, not to necessarily to capture loads more people trying to set the thing on fire, to act as a bit of a deterrent. And if you talk to businesses...
And what limits them using CCTV now? Why can they not just decide we'll deploy it if we choose?
Well, what local Gardaí tell me is that if they make an application up to the commissioner, that essentially it's going through a whole host of bureaucratic loops, that they're not just getting access, they're not getting the investment from the top brass to install CCTV in the areas that are needed.
But now, are those bureaucratic loops not a pejorative term for the checks and balances that provide civil liberties to people to make sure that we are not getting a big brother state monitoring?
No, but the important thing to say is that there was a law passed in the last Dáil which enables the Gardaí to create a new CCTV public code. That went out to consultation in January of this year. And what it is made absolutely clear in the consultation on that code is that it would be fully compliant with data protection measures. But one of the things that the last Dáil also did is they enabled local authorities, for example, to give local authorities the power to introduce CCTV in illegal dumping black spots in the North Inner City in particular. And I only had this discussion recently with Waste Management there. And that hasn't got rid of all illegal dumping in Dublin. But what it did do is it did get rid of illegal dumping in the areas that were highly prevalent where that dumping was taking place. So it's about working with the high visibility policing that we're seeing in our city centre, in parts of our suburbs, and providing the guards with the necessary tools to act as a deterrent.
Now, whatever about a deterrent, is there any evidence that it does facilitate prosecutions? Because I have no doubt that there will be loads of people who have had the experience of seeing a crime to which they were the victim being caught on CCTV and the guards never being able to either catch or prosecute the person seen on the CCTV.
And that's one of the challenges, that the guards are so reliant on private CCTV. So there are so many businesses out there that invest in their own CCTV to protect their businesses. But very often, some of those videos, those CCTV systems are used as a deterrent too. So, for example, when the guards go to obtain that evidence, it might already have been deleted, it might already have been scraped. I mean, I had that recently with a constituent who contacted me, mobile phone stolen from a gym, and the camera had already been wiped. So what we're saying is give more...
But there's also instances where the footage is available and the prosecution isn't, either because you have the usual thing now of hoods up, scarf on, and you can't identify the individual, or you have the situation where you can identify the individual but can't use the evidence. How do you get around that?
Well, one of the ways you get around it is by having Garda-operated cameras, because one of the things that you often hear too is that if a small business is robbed, they don't have time to be sitting down the district court giving evidence in relation to the crime that has taken place. So we need more Garda-operated CCTV, and we're an absolute outlier in Dublin. There's only one in 6,000, there's only one CCTV camera for every 6,000 people that are in Dublin, compared to Fulham or parts of London, where there'd be one in 73. Now, nobody is saying that we're to become a sort of a London surveyed, you know, city. They have very high levels of CCTV. What we're saying is that we just need to be a bit more proportionate, and I think most importantly, be a bit more nimble, that we can respond to local communities' concerns about areas where there are high prevalence.
What about the issue of the duality, the intrinsic unfairness depending on rich or poor? These cameras... It is not going to be the residents of Rathgar and Ranelagh and Rathmines and Fox Rock who find themselves monitored on a daily basis. It's going to be the residents of already economically marginalised areas who are spied on.
of course, in our city, there are areas where there's higher levels of crime, higher levels of antisocial behaviour. But it is also true to say that there are levels of crime and antisocial behaviour in all parts of our city. So I'm talking about a CCTV camera in Shawmore Park and Sandymount in Ringsend. There are other playgrounds, and I've heard other TDs talk about other playgrounds in other parts of the city that they would like to see additional policing, additional CCTV surrounding it. So it's identifying key hotspot, key areas where there's high prevalence of antisocial behaviour and crime, using CCTV in an appropriate way, in a data compliant way, and delivering on it. And crucially, that's what our private members legislation that we're publishing today would help support.
James, thank you. James Gagan, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.